Yeah, press that record button, baby.
Let's have it right. You just want to mug me off?
If you push play, you don't make my ears will hear.
What I want to know is, what makes you think you can come in here and mug me off in front of my pals?
Still driving to get my cock sucked.
1, 2, 3.
Alley drinks.
Bit of a mug off, bit of a mug off.
This is the mug off, baby.
That is egregious. I would argue it's cool to smoke.
Yeah,
I think it's gay.
Gay to vape.
And call me Peter Allen.
If it's gay to smoke, then let me welcome back to the Mug-Off.
Oh no, you couldn't stick the dismount on the first one.
Hey, welcome back to the Mug-Off. This is a red hot episode. Do we have to do this every? I like doing it.
Yeah,
do it.
Good launching platform. We're joined by a very special guest. I've been excited about this one. I've been teeing this up.
Have you?
Yeah, I've been talking about it for a while. Joined by the very funny Maggie Luke. Thanks for coming on, Max.
Thank you.
Hello. Thanks for having me. It's so good to be here.
Is that an engagement ring you're wearing?
It is. Yes. Yes. Ben and I. My partner Ben and I. Locked it down.
Oh, great.
Semi-locked it down.
The woman of my dreams, gone.
Sorry, guys. I'm off the table.
Congratulations.
Thank you. But the place he proposed burnt down in the fires, so I don't know if that's like a
sign.
If that's a sign or if that's a lucky sign.
I think that's like, a good sign.
Yeah.
It's a good sign.
Yep.
Yeah. It's kind of like you're raining on the wedding day.
Yep.
Burning down of location of proposal.
Is that
a thing you'll
like
make
the
it.
Burning down of the engagement? The engagement.
I think so.
Place?
You could just say, I like to think so.
What? Where was the place? If you don't mind me asking, I'm very nosy.
It was up in near Falls Creek, near the ski resort. Yeah, went down in the fires. But my other friend who's engaged, the place she got proposed to burnt down last week.
Great.
So I don't know if this is a thing.
Yep.
I mean, I don't know if you've been watching the news, Maggie, but there's heaps of shit going on this year. I don't know if you could take everyone as an omen.
Yeah, knock knock four corners. I think we've got a story. Do you know I've twice gotten drunk and hit them up with something that they should look into, and each time they send you this email back saying, "Oh, we're really sorry, but it's just kind of not our cup of tea." And then when I started working at the ABC, I was super paranoid that I was like my emails were the ones that are like sticky taped to the side next to the kettle for everyone to read during
just
the tea break of
Maggie,
the
Surfer Girl 69 at Hotmail.
She's back again. Yeah. Check this out. Oh,
that's funny.
Crazy.
It's funny you say that about like keeping the list because I remember my old housemate Sam Campbell, who you might remember.
Oh, yes.
TV star in England, dropkick now, but he was working for this production company, and he kept saying to the guy, being like, "Do you keep like a file of all the worst auditions?" And the guy goes, no, like that'd be so unethical. Uh-huh. You know, there's no fucking way we would do that.
I think I know where this is going.
Yeah. So he kept bugging him all week, just going, just level with me. And he goes, "All right, I'll fucking show it to you." And he just showed him a file of like all the worst actors from every audition. And I know I was on there.
Yeah, definitely. Oh. Maggie, can you tell us what the pitches were to Four Corners?
One was that
something about your neighbor.
One was that I didn't think Mecca Cosmetica sold enough variations of sunscreen, and it was a conspiracy. And I just thought it was we have a whole generation of skin cancer coming through. So I was like, this is definitely a Four Corners expose. That was the more recent one. I can't really remember the other one.
Hard to believe they didn't pick that one up.
Hey, I know Trump's got COVID. You might want to put that on the shelf, okay? Yep. We got a sunscreen.
Asbestos, done. James Hardy, done. This is the next one.
The thing that got me was how quickly they wrote wrote back. They wrote back so quickly. So there's obviously someone sitting there just going, oh, no, Surfer Girl 69 is back again.
Yeah, they just had you flagged with the auto reply. No, thanks.
Yeah.
Let's put this in the hot takes folder.
Yeah, you know, it's not my proudest moment, but, you know.
Do you remember the other one? You said twice, right?
I don't know.
The one you don't want to talk about
terrific.
Is the one I want to hear about.
Sounds juicy. Salacious.
I don't know. I think it was a while ago. I just, I've got to stop doing that, especially if you work in the same place you're sending these emails to. I think it's like a really bad idea.
Yeah. They don't respond to the emails. Just print them out and leave them on the boss's desk.
Slide them under the door.
Yeah. Just go up and talk to them next time. Yeah. Just walk around the corner.
Do you remember me? I have a conspiracy about sunscreen you need to hear.
Yeah, I know. Oh, no. Things aren't good, but, you know, that's life.
Soldier on.
Soldier How are you on. Tracking down there, Maggie? You doing all right?
Well, yeah, in Melbourne. Yeah, fine. It feels like, you know, it's the worst days of the days that it's sunny. And that sounds real weird, but when you're stuck inside and it's sunny outside, that's brutal.
Well,
the best days is when
Melbourne,
it's raining.
They are quite rare.
And you want to make the most of them. So now it's like now you can go out and you can have picnics with another couple for like an hour, which is kind of nice. But it's
good
actually quite good because it's
couples out there.
Yep.
It is, yeah. Yeah, you're not wrong. I bet it's mainly, it's quite good just having like a limited amount of time because I think I was saying before this we kicked off, it's like we haven't had a lot of practice with interface. Like you haven't been one-on-one like talking to people directly. The only time you're really doing it is when you're walking with someone and they're like next to you like that. So sitting in real life facing looking someone straight ahead, it feels very, very strange
that
still to me a little bit.
Stationary conversation.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I'm not quite – I've got to get better at it, but, you know, that's –
Hey, look, I'm sure you're doing fine. A lot of people mugging off people in Melbourne. I feel for them, you know?
Yeah.
It's a rough spot.
Especially since this virus is a scam.
Yeah. I mean, it's scam-demic.
He's a plandemic guy.
I'm a plandemic guy, baby. They're trying to control us, dude.
What's the end goal, Jerry? What do you reckon it is?
Well, the Rothschilds, right?
I'd tell you, Cameron, but I don't want to wake up my bed dead tomorrow, okay? Yeah,
sorry, Maggie. This might be a double episode. If you could just sit through this, Jerry.
Oh, good. Strap in.
I got some red string I need to show you. I've connected a few things. I think you'll find pretty interesting. Okay.
It's all that's the funny. Government's all they've planned this pandemic, and that's also why no women want to root you.
Okay, okay,
they've planned it all.
That's not technically true.
Someone would call you a crackpot for that theory.
At least I have an elaborate theory to why I don't get laid. It's not just because I'm too damn ugly.
It's a conspiracy.
You guys are cute.
Would I have to? Well, this is a bit of a, not that we do topical shit here, but we were just discussing a bit of a mug off today on Twitter. Ben Fordham, the 2BG guy.
Oh, this is so great.
The retweet of the porn. What's your take on it? If anyone doesn't know, I'll explain it, but this fucking right, what is he, a right wing dude? I don't listen to the radio.
I don't know.
I don't know what it is. I think
he's like the replacement for Alan Jones.
Yeah. Yeah. So you can only assume.
Is he? Oh, he's a 2GB. Piece of shit too.
Yeah.
His dad was used to run that talent agency. Yes.
So yeah, he retweeted an image of, was it a woman as a cop eating an apple?
It was a clip, and I think that just happened to be the still.
But it was someone dressed as a cop eating ass.
It was a woman as a cop eating a dude's asshole.
It's good to see what Ben's into like that, like Fordo. What are you looking at here?
Because he's come out with the immediately. I was hacked, but I know. Fucking, he wasn't hacked. He was caught.
Like, I don't know how long this will take to come out, but if you go on Greg Larson's Facebook, on his Twitter, he's said that this is his new crusade now. Because
Greg
Hunt come out and said that he's been hacked, and this is Greg's new crusade to find out whether or not he actually was.
he's not been hacked. MP.
Nah.
No, absolutely. That's 100% not a hack.
How do you
no,
get
no
through
way.
the two hack system? You know, like they, it's like a two, like you have to get through two things. It's like an email and a phone thing.
Okay, this is what's happened, all right? Now, yeah. I'm speaking, this guy I know told me that there's a lot of porn on Twitter, okay? This guy I know told me that. He's gone for a bit of a stroll. He's caught a vibe,
yeah.
Okay? He's accidentally hit the retweet when he's going to close the fucking thing, and that's how.
How close is the retweet to the close button?
Pretty close.
Well, someone's going
to
talk
to the close button.
Yeah, he's probably going to like click out of the
yeah
video.
Full screen,
and he's hit that. Oh, hit full screen retweet.
Well, I don't know. I'm trying to figure this out.
I reckon what he's done is he's come right, and he's just forgotten that it's playing.
I've done that
somehow. He's bumped it.
I've woken up. Open the iPad and been like disgusted at what I'd watched the night before. It's like absolute shame. Oh, I gotta close these tabs.
All right. Okay, I think we just found the two hackers.
I was quite stoked because that the tweet I wasn't no one told me it happened. His tweet came up quite organically for me. It just came up on my feed, which was even better surprise. It wasn't like, what's happening on Ben Fordham's page. It was like, what is this? This has just arrived.
The actual post.
Do you follow him or did it just came up through other people liking it?
Yeah, I think three people were just chucking the likes on it, and
Maggie's
low key,
very right wing.
Yeah. I reckon he's definitely. There's no way you can hack. You're right. You have to go through so many levels of security now.
Yeah.
And if you're gonna do it, why would you just do one?
Yeah,
porn
just
retweet?
The one like, accidental one about like. The thing you wish your wife would do to you.
Yeah, exactly.
Dress as a cop and eat your
he's
ass.
He's definitely
a right wing guy who
he's
would
grazed it and hit it.
A right wing guy retweet. Who loves the cops, who would love the cops to love him back.
Yeah.
So hard to believe.
It's so wild. What time was it posted at?
It was pretty late. I saw it last night. Like I saw a screenshot of it.
Yeah.
So I immediately went to his profile and it was there.
Yeah.
And there was just a lot of his fans going, whoops, think you've been hacked, Ben. And tagging him in it. It's like, come on, man. It's like, this cunt's still cleaning up.
I heard him on on the radio once and he was talking about it like an old, like a retired guy got robbed at an ATM. And then he was like, let's try and get let's see if we can get a couple of bucks for this guy. And so people would call up and be like, oh, I'm going to donate $15. This old bloke shouldn't have happened. And then like four calls in, it started getting really racist. Like people would just call up and be like, I'll tell you what, mate, it's definitely one of those Muslims. And it's like, they're getting away with murder down and past. And he's just trying to like, oh man, I don't know about that. Like, you know, we're going to wait till all the facts are revealed. It's a great network.
I think if you're going to be racist, you should donate $15 every time you do it. If you're going to go on the air and be like,
do you know what I thought about the other day? Is like going back to talkback radio just quickly. There's no talkback radio people that are our age, like late 20s, early 30s. What do you think? Do you think it will keep going? And who will be our talkback radio people? Because it'd be ridiculous.
Cameron,
when you think of
yeah, I'm really gonna turn. I'm gonna get dumped three or four more times.
I've thought about this a lot.
But there's heaps of conservatives, probably in America. You know, like that gun girl that goes to
the hot
like,
one.
I wouldn't call her hot.
I'm thinking of a different one.
No, I mean you would call her hot. I wouldn't.
Okay.
All right. What's that mean?
Okay,
I don't think she's hot.
I think Cameron's gay is what he's trying to tell us.
Jerry would like her because I think she's got big norks, right?
Oh, okay. All right, mate. Yeah, sorry. Excuse me, okay? I'm the only guy in the world that likes tits, apparently.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah sorry you never got over that feeding stage.
Dear
in the early
Lord,
of
you believe
life.
This... I can't believe the filth coming out of this guy's mouth, Maggie. Christ. I apologize.
You hate women.
Yeah. Clearly he does.
Wait, he hates women?
Me?
You hate women.
Both of you guys
no,
do.
I like both, that you're just saying that. We're all like, who, me? Me? No, I love them. I love the broads.
That's my comeback to everything now. It really rattles everyone. Like,
it's a good one.
You've got nothing to say. No, I don't. I don't.
I'm actually one of the good ones.
I'm happy to go on record and say this. This might be controversial, but I think all women are beautiful. I'm sorry, but that's just what I believe.
sex crepe.
I can't. I don't believe that.
He's getting in front of something here. What did you do, cunt?
Your Honor.
I certainly don't. I've seen some mingers around. Oh. Anyway.
I've seen all women.
You know, fucking catch yourself, mate. You can't be throwing out words like minger. What do you think they're calling you?
I absolutely.
Mingette.
Repulsive.
Yeah,
verbatim, repulsive.
Yeah, that is something a woman has called me once.
Repulsive.
Yeah.
So we've covered women.
Yeah. Now let's get on to the blacks.
You start.
I can't stand them.
And close.
My dad's going to be bummed to hear that.
My dad's going to be bummed to hear that.
It's great that this is the one he's going to listen to.
I think so. I think listen
just
to the
tip a fucking beer on the couch.
It's empty. It's empty.
Oh, no.
I love that Yaz just picked that up like it didn't happen.
I'm staring right at him.
It's empty.
We had this great situation the other day, Maggie. You'll love this. All three of us were over at a friend's place, at Chris's place. And we'd just gone across the road to get a pie from the bakery. And Yaz was sitting there, and they've got like
brand new place.
Chris and Becky Lucas's house, and Yaz is sitting there eating his fucking pie over very recklessly too. I might add,
they didn't get me a plate.
I think they might have offered, and you said no, I don't need it.
Well, that's their mistake.
He was kind of eating it over, like kind of gesturing that he was eating it over something, but he wasn't. And he was eating it, and I was looking directly at him, and all this sauce got stuck straight in his mustache, and I was like, fuck, that's heaps. And he kind of took the pie away, and this huge just glob of sauce just dropped straight onto this rug, like a white rug. And Chris was watching him the entire time and was like, cunt, what are you... And he was like... Sorry, he's like, cunt, that is a brand new rug. And he goes, yeah, I know, cunt, I helped you carry it up the stairs.
Yeah, I helped him move the whole time.
Regard for the fact that he just stated, he's like, yeah, I know, I carried it up here.
It almost got
like
it on my shirt.
On his side, yeah.
And then so Chris got up and got Yaz some napkins, and Yaz is just like rubbing it into the carpet.
I was dabbing.
No, I said dab. And
I was dabbing.
He was just rubbing and he goes, oh, fuck. And I was like, dab, dab. So he started dabbing, which was very... He's like, it's fine, it's gone. And then
you sit down in Melbourne, you're like, man, everyone in Australia is having the best time.
Oh, yeah.
We're just sitting here doing nothing. Yeah. Now I know that's the only thing that's happened in Sydney is you drop sauce on a rug. That's like the past 2 months.
We got a 5-minute pie story and we went to the beach that day.
We're making the most of lockdown.
But yeah, it's just like so poor, got that out of that white rug and then just kind of leant back and went, nearly got on my shirt.
It was a good shirt.
I lost my mind.
Yeah, they're fucking... They've got me in a tight leash over there. I can't open the cupboards. Okay, hang on.
Did they buy a white rug? That's bold.
It was like white and grey. I kept pushing to be like, get something with a few more patterns. So like
that's a bold choice.
Something that looks more like a bus seat cover.
Yeah, that's what you want.
Yeah, you don't want that's not going to last. If it's not that's a pie, it's going to be something else.
Yeah,
coming around.
I hope I'm there when someone spills wine. I'm going to make a big song and dance about it. Don't forget to dab.
What do you mean, cunt? You're going to spill it.
I won't spill it.
You'll spill someone else's wine.
Probably. Oh, I'm the worst. Just
it's
going through his cupboards.
On.
Yeah, anyways.
Whose house are you in now?
Jerry's.
This is Jerry's house.
Oh, I can see the gorgeous photography above you. Yeah. I'm assuming it is a product of your... Oh, really?
No, that was nothing. I'm not in it. Nor
that makes sense why Duggan took a photo and hung it up in Jeremy's
Well, it is a naked woman, so it could be a Duggan.
Any of the ones that have nipples, they're going to be turned around so Duggan doesn't drool on the couch.
I don't know how we've got lost in the weeds here. Maggie, I don't know if you've listened to this podcast before, but have you ever been mugged off or mugged anyone off?
Continually mugged off, but I'm a huge fan of revenge.
Oh yes. My god,
yes,
thank you.
Yes. I told you it was going to be a good ep. Didn't I?
I can hold a grudge like you wouldn't fucking believe, Maggie.
Oh, I've never shaken a grudge. I've never nice. Gotten. I've never.
I knew we were soulmates.
Started a grudge and it's left. Yeah, it's never left me. And I'm okay with that. I think people are like, oh, you know, you got to move on over some things. But yeah. I don't think you do. I think you can just hold a grudge and not have much to do with whoever mugged you off in the future. And I think it's kind of defensive because. It's a good way, you know, like it's like means you're not going to have anything to do with someone who mugged you off ever again. So, yeah I'm a big fan of grudges.
Yep.
Oh, yeah, definitely. But I think it's also like I'm a big fan of what I like to call a cold revenge, which is like a revenge where the person who mugged you off doesn't necessarily ever know that you
had
revenge.
Yeah. They don't need to know.
You might be the greatest guest we've ever had on here. Yep, no one has ever gotten the theme of this podcast more.
We have a technician here, lads. A technician.
Yeah, yeah, I'm taking notes.
It's somewhat sociopathic, but I also feel like
I would argue.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think the best revenge is like the person not knowing it's happened to them. And that means that you, when you see that person again, you know everything's gone down and or whatever happened, and they have no idea what happened. But it means it's much easier having to deal with people, with those people again, because you in the back of your mind, you're like, well, now we're even. You might think, you know, I got him. I got you, and you have no idea how I got you or when it happened, but it did happen. And I know that's terrifying. That is I mean, that's like super
normal,
super weird in a way.
It's
but,
terrifying to be on the normal. Other end of it, but to just hear about it is fantastic.
You just
got to
treat people good. You got to treat people nice.
Because I'm a big believer that like bad guys shouldn't win.
Yep.
And I feel like
absolutely.
In this world that happens all the time. They do win. And so when it happens to me, when like a bad guy wins, when something happens, I can't
be
okay
with that.
He's not
going to be winning for long.
Mm-hmm. No, I can't be okay with that. And I've got to have something that kind of like settles me within the situation.
Oh,
does that make sense?
Perfect sense. Please.
Rattle off some of these greatest hits.
Please tell us about them.
The floor is yours.
What have we got in the chamber?
I mean, there's like quite a lot that I think I'll go to the grave with.
Can you do me a favor? Write them down and just have them send them to me the week you're going to die. And I just want to get them just for my own satisfaction.
Yep.
That's assuming a lot.
No.
I was going to say, you're going to be dead long before. Yeah.
Oh, I don't know.
No. I've got a better plan. I'm going to get someone to read them out at my funeral. So those people, whoever's mugged me off, won't even realize that they'd put themselves in this situation.
Yeah.
And at my funeral, some poor soul will have to be obliged to go and read this letter at my funeral, and I'll have I'll describe in detail everything I did to these people.
That'll be so good.
Who fucked me over.
Like, everyone at your funeral just has to be like, I mean, cop that, Trent from accounting.
Yeah, exactly. It'll be like really petty shit as well.
You're going to fucking underpay me 4 hours, do you, cunt?
Half of them are long dead.
That's awesome.
Well, what
I also want to get someone like a list of like, Maggie's done now for a list of people she never liked as well. Sitting there. And what do you do? Like, if
your
name
gets
out,
called
like,
out,
how
you have to stand up and leave.
You
got to
shuffle
funeral.
Out. You got to shuffle out.
Yeah, you have to
losers.
Stand up and leave.
Yeah.
I love that idea. Just
make
like,
sure
just
everyone
if your name's called out.
Who wasn't
or
on
no,
the
just
list.
Keep standing for the rest of the funeral. You have to stand up and keep standing
I love
until
the idea
everything's
of you
over.
Keeping an updated list. Like, it's a spreadsheet that's just saved on your fucking cloud or whatever so that no one ever gets forgotten. You're like, there was someone else. You're like, nah. They're all on there. They're all there.
Wake up, update list, go to work. Yeah, like I think.
Like
I,
heaps of
I
them
might
are just
do that.
Like,
I'll see.
Cunt from the bus.
Yeah. It's usually, I think, the best cold revenges are the ones, it's someone who has been in, like, is in a position of power. So, like, you see, like, who's abused that power, not necessarily in a really completely warped way, but just like. You see how some people just unleash on Twitter on someone and you're like, what? That's not going to do anything. Like, that's not going to make a change.
Yeah.
That's,
I'm
you know.
Go around
and
their
does,
house.
Yeah. Like, yeah, it's better to just like you know, be more smart about it. So
this is maniacal. I love it.
It's really disturbed and twisted, but it's like my philosophy of how I live my life. And like it honestly does help, because some people I will have to deal with again. I have to either work with them or professionally, or I have to see them socially. And knowing that you just did that little tiny, like your little, cheeky little.
The amount of people that are going to hear this podcast and all like band together, knowing that, wait, Surfer Girl 69 got you too.
Yeah. Yeah, I feel like, yeah, I you know, I just think, I think it's okay if you've been a real awful person or done something awful.
Absolutely.
You've got to expect a little bit of karma coming back to you.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's the way I roll. I'm not changing.
Maggie. What do you got? Sir,
well,
we're hungry.
Yeah.
All right.
We're ready to lap this up.
Okay, we're listening.
The majority of the ones I want to keep in the vault, or, you know, when I see you boys next and we've had about 16 beers and you really press the matter a couple, I'm happy to share.
Like, we get halfway through one time going, tells you, like, fine, I'll tell you.
Yeah, it'll be that. Yeah. But there's, I completely forgotten. It was the one you brought up. You want me to tell the story about the,
When you're at that bar. Yeah.
So it was like, this was like at the, it was like the start of my career of like cold revenge on how, realizing how good it was.
The fact that you're calling it a career, man, makes my heart.
The first cap.
This is so good.
It's also a perfect way to keep a relationship intact, because Ben will never leave you. Are you crazy?
Oh, man.
Like, I know. He's terrified. Absolutely terrified.
This is so good. Yeah. I've never been a bigger fan of one of our guests.
Yeah.
The start of my career. Oh, please. Please let me hear about
it. I think I was like... I think I was like 23, it would have been, because my grandpa had just passed away, and I was dating this guy who was a, this semi-professional soccer player. Talk about, humble brag.
That's a little humble.
I'm looking
that's
at it.
That's a semi-humble brag.
And it was called Andrew. I remember that.
So all you have to do is look up the Perth Glory team of 2005.
Yeah, I have no idea. Anyway, we dated for a while, and then he dumped me pretty cold. Who would have thought? Me. Huh. I was shattered. Yeah, I was really shattered. And there was this one bar in West End in Brisbane.
How do you give you the flick, if you don't mind me asking?
I think it was a conversation. From what I remember, it wasn't a hugely negative, like, yeah, it was just, from what I remember, it was just a conversation, but it was pretty abrupt and came from nowhere, and I was heartbroken and, you know, like, oh.
Yeah. 22, it hurts so much.
Kind of like it was so from the corner.
Yeah. It's good that, you know, you settled down now, kind of found, you know,
pretty good soccer
love of your life, but Cameron's getting dumped like once every 6 months still, so.
Oh, it does. And
it's not
I
that
remember
often.
The time before that.
As if I'm locking down a girl that quickly.
The last time I got, apart from this story, last time I got my heart, got dumped, I remember lying in bed and saying to my mum, I now know why it's called heartbreak.
Oh my God,
hurts.
You poor thing.
And she just laughed. She laughed and laughed and laughed and laughed.
Is this when you're in your early 20s?
So this is like, we'd just broken up. And I went to the bar. It was one of those nights where you're like, I'm getting back on the horse, you know.
Yeah.
Got all dolled up. Went
the
out
DMs
with the
girls.
DMs are
wide open.
There.
Got new
haircut. All of that.
Looks like yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, got a trim. Feeling good, feeling sharp, having some babies with the gals. And it was a little bar, probably about 40 people, I just say, 45.
What was the name of the bar? You said it was in Brisbane?
Oh, I can't remember. It's in West End. So it's in like the...
Yeah,
and it was
I know
the little
spot.
One of the... You know the one with the big fig tree out the front?
Yeah.
Just along that West End strip. Yeah, that one you go in and there's like bean bags and shit in it.
Like,
do you remember that?
Was it eventually called Uber? Like the Maybe. Bar upstairs was called Uber?
No, there was no upstairs. It was like it was just a one level one.
I think I've had a date in that exact spot.
Mm.
Well, you know what I'm talking about.
I don't want to be sitting in a beanbag when someone tells me you're better off without him, honey. I want to be in a chair.
No,
I think.
Maybe it's not saying she got dumped there. This is when she's getting back on the horse.
I know, but she's out there with the girls. They'd be like, you don't need him.
Out there in the girls in a beanbag, you know.
Yeah.
Anyway, Andrew walks in with
Boo.
A new blonde, and it was about
juggling a soccer ball or something.
red card.
Yeah, probably faked falling over, I imagine.
And then he comes in. He comes with a new blonde, and it's pretty short. Like that's a short turnaround. I think it was like 3 or 4 days.
Yeah, fucking hell.
And
I thought you were about to say weeks. I was going to go, come on, Maggie, 3 or 4 weeks.
No,
3 or 4 days.
Yeah, it was real quick turnaround. A couple of months, so not long enough for it to be too serious, but long enough to be like, oh, we've been going together.
Do you think there's a bit of overlap?
I think in hindsight,
scumbag,
with my wisdom, yes.
Yeah, right. What an elaboration.
Looking back on it,
there was definitely
now,
something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so he walks in with this new blonde, sits in the corner, and my friend Claire came up to me. And this is my memory of what she said, but it was probably something very incoherent and drunk. But my memory, I said, well, he's here. What do I do? I don't want to leave. You know, there wasn't many bars along that were open that time. And she turned to me and she said, you can either leave or you can do something extraordinary. That's what I think she said. And I don't know if that's real, but that's my memory. So I just remember sitting there going, I've got to do something extraordinary. And you know how I told you my grandfather died? He'd left me a little bit of money. And so I had a little bit in my bank account and I didn't know what it was. So I turned and I went up to the bartenders and I ordered, got them to make a Long Island iced tea. So we're talking a $25 drink. Yep. You know, they're really expensive.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
For every single person in the bar except for him and her. So when these trays came out, it was the best moment ever. And they went around and gave them to everyone at the bar. And when he came up, because they didn't see me, they didn't know what was the deal, why these drinks were getting handed out. They went to, and the bartender was like, oh, no, no, no. And in my memory, then like the C's part, and I'm standing there in an amazing dress down the end, just which probably definitely wasn't the truth. It was probably me just slobbering all over
it
the bar.
Now.
Just laughing in their face or something like that. And they packed up and left. But then I got the bill. Was something like $1,300.
Oh. Worth it. Worth every... You can always get more money. You'll never get to mug him off like that again. Like.
Yeah, I know. It was definitely... My grandpa would have been proud.
Yeah. Fuck yeah.
Yeah. It's a crime of passion.
Yeah. So that's not cold revenge, but that was,
that is a sweet little story.
No,
that is blatant. Ready to see the explosion go off.
I feel like that's like a tale, like that's like a famous wit from like the 1920s. Yeah, like, you know what I mean?
That is going to be told right before the list.
It's very like
at your funeral.
It's very Blanche DeWilt, you know, like, and then the seas parted and he couldn't believe the look on his face.
Exactly. Who am I? Oscar Wilde? No.
You're Oscar Wilde now.
Yeah.
It feels like something witty and like crazy, some crazy socialite would, you know, like back in the 30s and, you know, and then they're all drinking moonshine and shit. But like, I feel like, you know, it's just a good little tale.
I love it.
There's other ones, but I feel like,
that could be one of the best mug-offs we've had on
here, it's great.
I think.
That's fucking...
Oh, thanks, guys. I appreciate it. Is there some kind of award or is that just... Yeah,
we'll wait until we get to the end of the year.
I think we might have to wait until your funeral.
Mug of the year.
And then we'll pin a little something to put a little couple of gold stars on your casket.
Isn't it embarrassing how much it fucking hurts when you get dumped in like your early 20s? Oh. Like, Oh man, the amount of lame.
Hey, just so you know, it still hurts in your thirties.
Wouldn't know, mate. Wouldn't know, but
still hurts in your thirties, brother.
It's so bad. It hurt like I just it, like it's the worst, and I don't know why it's embarrassing when it shouldn't be. Really, in like if I see people who've broken up, oh yeah, he broke up with me. There's, I don't, unless it's something specific or like someone like we were talking about before. I wouldn't laugh at them and rejoice in the celebration. I would say, oh, you poor thing. You know, let's. I don't know. It just felt so embarrassing. Yeah, and like awful
in,
back.
In hindsight, do I regret writing down Interpol lyrics and sending them to the girl who broke up with me? Sure, I regret that.
Oh my God, I can't believe you're still alive after that, Jerry.
I've probably done that with like FKA Twigs lyrics. Like, oh man, it's so fucking. It needs to be a folder.
Me personally, I've done it with the Proclaimers.
Limp Bizkit.
Yeah.
Just one of those days.
Yeah. Just the nookie.
The last time I got broken up with was before I started dating Ben, so nearly 10 years ago. And I was very drunk and he broke up with me and I walked away and I thought it was like some kind of movie moment that if I turned and ran back, he'd changed his mind. So I turned and I ran to him.
And he was on the
bus.
And
he went, what are you doing? Yeah, he was like, what are you doing? No. And I was like, okay. Like, so it's just kind of like this double punishment that I organized for myself for no reason. And there's no need for me to go back into that situation. But I'm like, this is like a film. He'll change his mind. You know, no.
This is exactly like that A Current Affair clip. That little guy runs. He's like, and you cunt. Runs at him, and the security guard's just like, kicks him right in the chest.
I'm good.
Oh, yeah, real. It felt like that, though.
Yeah.
That's a rough one. You can't come back. It's like, I'm changing my name on Facebook. You know, getting a haircut. I'm out of there.
Yeah, do you keep tabs on the on any of your exes, or are you far beyond that?
Don't say yes, just wink and say no if it is the case. Let's not get anyone in trouble here. Absolutely not.
That one I talked about. He's a really nice guy, but it was just one of those things where I just didn't have anything to do with him afterwards. Oh, it was terrible. I had a mate in Adelaide who was wanting to get into children's television and education, and a job for what is it? Totally Wild came up in Adelaide. And so I copied the address and quickly sent it to her via Facebook Messenger, but it wasn't her. It was him. So this ex who I hadn't talked to in many years, out of nowhere, just gets this ad for a job at Totally Wild in Adelaide.
What do you think?
And so then I do – yeah, exactly. Yeah, what do you think? And so then I, you know, do that thing where you're like, oh, I'm so sorry. It was supposed to go to so-and-so because of so-and-so reason. But when you read that, it doesn't look like that. That looks like what's that thing with the from Curb, you know, the accidental message on purpose.
Yep.
You know, like it looks like the thing. So I haven't. But then it kind of added to the story, because then I started working with someone that was friends with him, and I was in the writer's room and I started telling the story that I just told you, and then halfway through realized, oh, that's his friend I'm relaying this story to. So it looks like I'm triple on top of everything, like just going so hard to contact this guy.
Really
with craziness.
Oh, I mean, that's some shit I would pull.
Not that I've been thinking about him or anything, but if he, oh, don't tell him, please don't tell him. I mean, if you tell him,
tell him I said.
I hope he's. Is he anyway? Is everything?
Is he keeping fit?
Is everything? He's still Sagittarius, or?
No, I don't know. I think he's a Leo, but
he's out here acting like one. That's for sure.
It's not like I know or anything. Yeah, there's many layers to things like that.
Oh well.
Now I've figured it. Now I've told this on a podcast. Now this is a fourth layer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's, yeah. what's his Instagram handle? Story. We'll tag him in the post.
Hit us up, King. We'll get you in, we'll get you in touch with Maggie.
I think you, look, she's not married yet. You can turn this around.
There's still time. I just run after him again.
Yeah.
Wait. No. Okay.
She thinks you're totally wild, dude. She thinks you're totally wild.
You know, this her whole engagement is just to try and win you back.
Oh, man. He was a... we just know... He was a musician, and when we did break up, he wrote a song called "When It's Too Hard, Just Give Up."
Oh, man, it sounds like you dodged a loser. Fucking giving up. Fucking.
You want to be carrying a guitar case the rest of your fucking life?
Yeah. Fuck, don't date musicians because they always need to go away and like have time to themselves to think of chords and stuff like that. I never think.
You're so lucky you landed that millionaire comedian.
Yeah, you want to go with the money.
Yeah, go for an improviser. Go for an improviser instead. Yeah, definitely.
If you're on the up. A comedian who needs time at the library just to think of bits.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, so since we're speaking of all things dating and love, Yaz, you went on a bit of an expedition.
It wasn't a date, Maggie. I have a crush on this this woman that cuts my hair. So I got my hair cut by her, but it's like
he went in.
This is like an update from the last week, but Yaz has had a crush on this girl.
Now, where did he meet her, Maggie? Instagram. Funny you asked.
Me too.
They're trying to paint me out like a creep, but I thought this was a...
meet her is the wrong word.
I've just been watching like Love Actually and a lot of like... There's no internet in my house, so it's like just, you know, four weddings and a funeral. It's like, all right, I see the moves now.
Yeah, you think you're Hugh Grant?
Yeah, in a way.
Yaz showed up at the doorstep of the fucking... and hairdressing salon with a sign that says I've always wanted a haircut.
Yeah. I did it.
Just one sign. Yeah.
But the funny thing was, it was like me and every other cunt in Sydney. Like I was waiting next to a guy who's getting his haircut, and he's like, you know, anyway, so I'm having like lunch with Tony Abbott, and it's just like, oh fuck. And then I get my haircut, and then there's another schlub lining up after me, and I'm like, get the fuck out of here, because you haven't got a shot. I'm out of howling.
Mate, you may as well leave, because they're shutting down the salon after she cuts these follicles.
Yeah.
It's just crazy to think you could turn a haircut into a date, but I love it. I love the...
Yeah, well, I got a few gags in there. I was like, there was some good riffs.
Also, she thought that it was crazy that he thought that as well.
Yeah, when I was paying, and I was like, man, the date went well. She was like, what? I didn't say that.
Do this again sometime, and she's like, you want to book another haircut?
Yeah, she like wrote, she was like, I'll just give you my card, and I was like, here we go. It's just like the salon card with just like the business number. She's like, just call a shop up, set another appointment up in 6 weeks when you're probably ready for another haircut.
Damn it.
And I was like, wow, pretty presumptuous of you for a date too. Did it go that well? I think it might have.
You're just trying to send nudes to the business number of a hairdresser.
I should have done that. just a bunch of like, just shirtless shots. So I want my hair something like that.
Are you going to ask her out?
I don't think so. I don't think there was a vibe. I don't know. I'm just going to get my hair cut there. It's a good haircut.
But guess who's going next week? Cameron. Well, he's going to have another.
Should we do that?
No.
Well, now the move is to like pay for two people to get haircuts, friends of mine, just to go in and talk about how cool I am the whole time. So it's like, this thing's costing me like $140 so far.
$140?
The haircut's like $75 or whatever.
Holy shit.
$75 for a haircut?
It's a fucking good haircut, man.
Dear Lord.
I mean, it's pretty
good. Do you guys want to hear how much it costs me to get my hair cut?
Yes, lay it on them, sister.
you guess. Let's get a guess going.
I'm going to say
$220.
I'm going to price this right this and go $70.
Are we going higher? 70? Or low? Like are we doing prices right rules?
Yeah, you got to go above the below. No.
You got a Glenn Bridges here.
Hold on. Middle. So what was yours?
I said $220, but I reckon you get a glass of champagne.
All right, I'm going to go $219.
I reckon...
$219.
$180. What are you getting done, actually?
We should ask
Okay. I get a haircut and I get 3/4 head foils. So, and they're bleached.
Oh, more than two. I would say $340.
Yeah. That's longer than 45 minutes.
Okay, I'm going to go $339.
I'm going to go $338.
$339.
Oh, you
okay. 38.
Yeah, we're all playing prices right here.
He said 338. Jerry said 339. I said 340 because he's dopes. I'm the true leader of this podcast.
Can I was at a salon last night. Like, I know exactly what the prices are.
Yeah, but you think Maggie doesn't have more hair than you? Can't. My God.
That's true. You do have a little more hair.
My God.
I haven't... We're not allowed haircuts, so I haven't had my hair done in about 5 months because there's no hairdressers here. So you... Have to
this
cut
is
your own
also
hair.
An insulting conversation to be
yeah,
having.
I'm sorry.
You,
but like, not only like, I'm no, using no, them for no, dates. Like what? I'm sort of what a embarrassment of riches.
What did you pay?
Not at
Maggie?
All. $219. So fuck, you said, didn't someone say?
No, yeah, I was.
You said that.
Yeah, Yaz Price is right. Yeah.
No, you fucking. I said $220.
You said that
and you
originally.
Said $219.
Oh shit! I got
you
the one in the middle.
Actual,
yeah. Oh my
you
god!
Got an actual spot.
Oh really?
On.
I've never won anything.
Hair Whisperer. The absolute hair whisperer. Yeah. This is a new podcast.
That's what his ex-girlfriends call him.
the hair whisperer.
Just kept whispering into their hair. I don't know. Jerry's a creep. He hates women.
I'm not a creep. I love women.
I've been calling you hair wispy. Because your hair's quite wispy.
Oof.
Yes. Good one, Cameron.
All right. That was...
I'm...
Sorry,
I'm
sometimes he has one beer
whisperer.
Too much and it just it turns
that's
into this shit.
That's not true.
He's had a lot.
I get too excited about
drinking
teasing
problem.
You about your hair.
Yeah, he's got a drinking problem. We're all kind of avoiding it. But it's
me
it's
too. Have you got any more mug offs, Maggie?
Oh, none that I can think that is none that's on the top of my head. I'm sorry. They're all kind of...
I did
mugs.
Hit you up quite late today, day of, and you've come up with
yeah,
some,
you've come, you've actually
some red hot stuff.
Swung in and saved this podcast.
That was an oldie, but a goodie.
I remember you were telling me... I don't know if you told me this when we're hanging out or you showed me on your Instagram, that when you were like 20, you used to go to backpackers in your own city to try and
yeah, I used to go
men.
Backpacking.
That's sick. That rules. They just try and go like try and root a foreigner without leaving yeah. Brisbane,
taking your passport.
Yeah,
to the city.
We used to go to the Dunderbar, the Down Under bar.
Oh man.
You always pick up there.
That's yeah. so funny to me that to go to the backpacker. You don't even let them. Oh. Don't even let them come to you.
I had a mate that did that so much they just gave him a key to Scuba. Like he just had a key to Scuba. Like it was like that's our backpacker pub.
Maggie, I imagine there's a very real it. Chance you could have just met one of my mates that was going to the Down Under bar
with a fancy. I used to put accents on sometimes.
Don't know if they did. I think they went in there trying to be the most Australian they could be, so they could try and.
Well,
I used to put accents on.
So I used to put I used to put French accents on
to
and
sleep
UK
with
accents
Australian
on
men.
To try and hook up with Australian.
That's
men.
Sick.
That's so. I don't want to fuck a foreigner. They're going to leave.
Just walk into a bar and hear, Struth, is that the price of a beer? Gotcha.
I think
cunt.
The worst, my worst backpacking story was me and my mate Polly drove to
so
Perth
sick.
In the Nullarbor.
Such a creep angle. I love it. This is so funny.
But it's okay because I'm a woman. Like,
yeah, yeah,
I totally.
And
say,
a
yeah,
white
yeah.
woman at that. Like, yeah. You can do whatever you want.
You're free to run.
Oh, I'd be on a watch list if I did this.
Yeah.
we went to Perth. We drove the Nullarbor. And then I said to Polly, look, because her grandmother, who was lovely, lived in Perth. And she probably wanted to spend time with her. I said, well, I'm going to travel down the south coast of WA and I'm going to go backpacking for like a week.
Oh my God.
Right down to the bottom. And then I'll meet you back up in Perth. Sweet. So the first day I got the train to Fremantle. And for some reason in my head, I thought Fremantle was like a coastal town quite a long way away because the train ride felt really long. So yeah. Like I booked a backpacker there and like, you know, I started hanging out and there was all these people there. So then I stayed another night. Anyway, I got to night four and Polly calls me and she's like, where are you? And I said, I'm in the town of Fremantle. And she's like, Maggie, that's a suburb of Perth. That's literally 16 minutes away from the house. You've been backpacking for 4 days in the next suburb.
Showering
in that's thongs. Backyarding. That's not backpacking.
Just partying with... So it's always like... partying without my friend, going to another suburb and partying, thinking I was like, you know, I was doing the real experience. Anyway, I said, well, it'll be fine. I'll just stay another night because I was having a good time. And she calls me the next day and she says, where are you? I'm legitimately in a tattoo parlor about to get a kangaroo tattooed on my hip with another UK backpacker.
Wait, what like, do you mean another UK backpacker?
How the hell did you get the accent?
No, I wasn't doing the accent.
You felt me your own lie.
Yeah.
We're going to remember like, this trip forever, yeah?
Yeah, this is always remember.
She's like, get out. Get out of the tattoo parlor. You don't do that. And, you know, I went and I bought myself like a crochet top and I had like a, I'd bought myself like an anklet. This was in 5 days, like literally 5 days.
You just rock around a seashell necklace
in Fremantle. It's like a suburb. It's like you know, like it's not.
I've never heard like of anyone so desperate to get chlamydia.
Well, you know what I did catch was whooping cough. I caught myself some whooping cough.
Fuck
you know,
off.
Adults can catch it. So I got back to her house, which was 10 minutes away from the backpackers' hostel, and developed whooping cough in the next 2 days and had to fly back to where I lived on the plane and went to hospital. So, yeah, that's my big backpacking story.
Why did you have
story.
To, like, because they, that third world country of Perth didn't have... Didn't have doctors there?
It's very rare for an adult to catch it.
You,
like
didn't
a
have
baby's
travel,
disease.
You didn't have travel
it's a baby
insurance,
disease.
Right? You didn't have the, you had to go back to
exactly.
You had to go back to Old Trafford.
This is it. This is the stuff the Australian Embassy warned you about.
Yeah.
Oh, man. It's so embarrassing. Like, the whole thing's so embarrassing. I'll send you a photo. Do you want me to send you? I'll send you photos of
please
my
please.
We'd love for you have to know.
Can we put
it's
it
very
up on
funny.
The Instagram?
No, I don't know.
Yeah, totally. Yeah.
Yeah. With your permission, please.
I've seen them; they're very funny.
I've got a whole album, and there's like ones that are like me, like take a photo of the Sam, but in the shadow, I'm doing the peace sign. So there's just a peace sign in the shadow, you know.
Yeah,
it's in the Fremantle like, folder.
Yeah,
take yeah. Me back. I didn't know any of these people, and Polly was so close. She was so close. She was like 15 minutes away.
It's so funny.
And her friend is backpacking this backpacking experience, off getting trying to get a tattoo, like you know.
I kind of like the idea that you've just made it like you didn't realize how far away she was or how close she was, but kind of also you didn't want to, like, you kind of knew because you didn't want her to be like, man, why are you
keep
using
the lie
an
going,
accent?
Yeah.
You're from it's Brisbane. Why are
the
you...
train like? Why are you Irish?
Yeah.
What's the train
this, what's
ride
all
felt
this
really
in it
long.
About? In it. I'm from Brisbane, in it.
Having it massive
so
with the lads.
Yeah.
It's so embarrassing. Yeah. But, you know, I think it's the cheapest way to backpack.
You're the Rachel Dolezal of Brisbane.
Yeah.
I'm pretty happy with that one, actually.
Fake black lady. Yeah, exactly. No, I'll send you some photos of my... My backpacking tour of Fremantle. So embarrassing.
I wish you'd get
like my
tattoo.
Partner Ben's from Perth, and we went over there. And I said, when I was over there, I said, "Oh, I spent some time backpacking in Fremantle." And he just looks at me and he's like, "What are you talking about? Do you want to go there? Do you need like? It's like you know, there's a Bunnings there we could go to, or like I'm like, no, I backpacked there." And we went there, and I pointed out all the sites, and I'm like, "That's it's called the Sunsetter. I think I stayed. That's where we stayed, and that's where we." Drank and oh the good times we had and it's like 20 minutes down the road. Fucking idiot.
That's so good.
I love it.
Fuck. It's pretty great. Yeah.
Yeah. We might leave there it go. There. That's fucking incredible. Yeah. Getting whooping cough off some British gun.
Have you got anything you want to promote, Maggie?
No. No, I don't have anything. I'm pretty bored. I've been very lazy. I don't have anything at the that's moment. Maybe listen to The Grub.
Yeah,
The Grub. Listen to another podcast.
Give that another plug.
Give The Grub a plug. It's pretty good.
It's awesome.
Listen
right
to this podcast.
I love it.
The Grub's the best, yeah. It's very good. But yeah, no, apart from that, I'm all good. Thanks for having me, guys.
Thanks so much for coming on, Maggie.
If you could just pass this on to Ben, please, Maggie, for me. For someone who watches a lot of top tens, like Watch Mojo's, What Cultures, he's top ten, like, what is it, The Grub top five? Those parodies are so on point. As someone who listens to a lot of like top tens, I just want him to know that he's got ones know what he's doing with that, and it's so impressive.
I will pass it on to him. He'll love that. I think he's. I can hear him yelling at Greg Larson as we talk. They're playing like an online game, Spaceman game.
Perfect. A Spaceman game. I love that.
Yeah.
Of course, those
at each
fucking
other.
Nerds are getting angry about a space.
Yeah, maybe dig up that number of that footballer, huh?
Yeah. All right.
Hey, thanks so much for coming on.
Oh, wait. Tates and Graves podcast, episode 1. I made a cameo if you guys want to listen to that.
Oh, yeah. Also, sign up for the Patreon. Tell your friends about this. We'd love it. Please like and subscribe. On that Patreon. There's some red hot stuff on there. Thanks again, Maggie. We love you. Thanks for coming on. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Mug off, baby.